The period from Ash Wednesday to Pentecost Sunday is the heart of the Christian year. Everything that's central to our belief is celebrated at one stage or another during this period, coming to a climax, of course, with the Holy Week and the Easter Triduum of Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday and Easter Sunday. But all begins on Ash Wednesday, and the symbolism of the day is very interesting. Ashes, prayer, fasting, almsgiving. All of these ideas go completely against what's dominant in modern culture, popular culture today. Notice the emphasis is on sin, human failure, human limitation, temptation, our need for a saviour. But this is springtime, so there's always hope and new life in the air. The origins of Lent are found in the life of the early church as a time of preparation for baptism. Most people who were baptized in the early church were adults, and for the last 40 days before their baptism, they went through an intense period of preparation, and so the period that we call Lent developed. For us, of course, who were baptized, many of us as children, baptism and Lent got associated in the sense that we need to renew the meaning of our own baptism, not least during these days of Lent as we prepare for Holy Week. But it's interesting to note a change in Ireland in recent times in that many adults are now baptised who come from different cultures where infant baptism is not the norm, and many are preparing for baptism in our own parishes during these coming weeks. It's good to be aware, even if we don't know them personally, that there are adults who are preparing to be baptised, confirmed and to receive their first communion on Holy Saturday night at the Easter Vigil, and part of our Lenten story this year might be to pray for them and accompany them during these last 40 days before they become full members of our community. There are all sorts of things to do during Lent. Maybe the most important of all is to pray and to reflect. One of the most wonderful prayers associated with Lent is Psalm 50, the Miserere. Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offence. O wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin. You could do nothing better during Lent than to listen to Allegri's wonderful setting, musical composition of this psalm, which is easy to find on the internet. And as you listen to it, you could not but grow in a deeper sense of our own sinfulness and of God's mercy. One of the great things about reflecting on my own sinfulness is that it creates community and solidarity with other people, because we are all sinners. Pope Francis, in his message for Lent for 2015, speaks of it as a time of grace. He calls us to overcome our indifference, to let the voice of the prophets trouble our conscience. He prays that our parishes may become islands of mercy in the midst of the sea of indifference. This will only happen if we rediscover the significance of prayer, of fasting, and of almsgiving, for these realities endlessly remind us of the depth of our own sinfulness and the breadth of God's love. Lent is all about God's love disturbing our indifference.